And the background music there of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks, wrapping up with our theme Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 433 in that continuing edition. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 67 degrees, bright sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Lisa Molden. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
We're doing well, and how are you, Cy?
I am wonderful. Everything is great. And good to hear from you again, Lisa. We had you on some time ago, and you guys have a brand new CD out, and that triggered a phone call. And we thought we were going to get Nate, but you're pinch hitting. You're filling in for him, huh?
I am, yes. I am more of the public relations individual for the band than he is, I guess I would say.
Well, there you go, and that's all right. We always kind of chuckle when the guys or gals get a little bit of mic fright. You know, they're public figures, they're on stage, they're entertainers, and when we want to get them on for a simple radio show, a radio interview, they get mic fright. How does that work? So,
excuse me, I missed that. Yeah,
yeah, so at any rate, so we're going to talk a little bit about the CD, and we're going to talk a little bit about you guys. So first of all, Nate is probably the leader of the band. How did you guys get started? How did it all come together?
Sure. Yes, Nate is our band leader. It is the Nate Fredrickson Band. And we really derived sort of naturally out of my uncle's band. My uncle was Leon Helgitz, out of Sleepy Eye area, and my husband, I would say, was very much inspired by Leon's playing back when he was kind of just getting into polka music, visiting up this Brown County area way. He grew up near St. James, Minnesota. And, you know, Nate's interest in music grew after he met my uncle, and he followed that band for a while. And as my uncle's health declined, Nate would fill in for him here and there. And then eventually when he passed away in 2018, he still had some jobs that he had committed to. And so Leon's drummer and good friend and neighbor, Mike Bolden, had asked Nate if he could fill in to finish out the jobs that were on that schedule, and my husband obliged to that. And I think I joined them for just one of those. It would have been Music Fest out at Lake Benton.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of all got together and played that Music Fest, and at the end of that, we all said, wow, that was a lot of fun, and it went really well, and maybe there's some potential here. So we kind of expanded our horizons a little bit and took a few jobs here and there, and I'd say now we have a pretty nice steady schedule at different times of the year. And yeah, that's kind of how it got started. We kind of just grew out of there. Our band members are right now is my husband, Nate Fredrickson, on the concertina, and I play piano and vocals and do most of the emceeing. Mike Molden would be my dad's double first cousin, actually, on the Molden side, and he was also my Uncle Leon's drummer. And then Frank Selner is my grandpa's cousin on my father's side, if that all makes sense. And he was also my uncle's tuba player. So in a roundabout way, we're kind of all still in a familial sense, a family band, and it's a lot of fun kind of carrying on that tradition. So.
Well, that is so neat. That is, it's good. And the reports I'm hearing back, the critiquing, you guys are seen at Glencoe and some of the different venues, and people say, you got to see this Nate Frederiksen band, Danes Dutchman, Nate Frederiksen. These are young bands that are really up and coming. So it's good to hear that, Lisa. We are very happy for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that feedback. Yeah, I think there's still some good potential coming around in the old-time music. There's some great young individuals out there. Blake Klostermeyer would be another one up there that's playing some Glencoe jobs. And I guess I would say I'm just thankful to all of the venue owners and event organizers that are willing to go out on a limb and hire a new band. You know, that's kind of a risk for them, too. They don't know what they're getting. Do they have a following? Are people going to turn out? And so we very, very much appreciate everyone that's given us a chance to be at their event and at their ballrooms and perform for them live. We really do appreciate that.
You bet. You bet. So your roots in old time go back quite a ways. You are a sister to Dane Molden, Dane's Dutchman, too, right?
Yep, that is correct.
And so people have probably seen you there with Dane over the years. You've filled in, played with him off and on over the years.
Yes, absolutely. At the moment, I would say we are kind of experiencing a new generation of family bands. But we love to play alongside Dane. I do play a couple jobs a year, just with all of our farming operations. I have young kids on the ground, our hogs, and then the band jobs we do take. We've kind of gone off in a little bit of a different direction, but we still very, very much love to support my brother and the family. My sister Lori is still playing there, and then actually my aunt Loretta, Loretta Garish of the Leon Olson Show, fills in quite a bit on the piano there. So
oh, okay.
Always a fantastic time and still lots of great music and fun times happening on that end of things for sure.
Well, you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. You definitely are a youngster and still got everything in front of you. Yeah, you guys are busy. You live on the farm as well, huh?
Yes, we do. We have some contract pig operations we work with. We got about 10,000 pigs under our care, and then some row crops, corn and soybeans. That's our workload will generally be consumed by that in the upcoming months here as we look at harvest this year. And then we have two kids. We have Adrian at 6 years old and Isla is 4 years old. And you'll see on that new CD, we connived our six-year-old into singing a song for us, and it's just been a hit. People love it.
Well, that's awesome.
They come out and see us. Yeah, our kids are very much around. Adrian loves to tote along on his cornet. I've started teaching him the first basic notes on a cornet. And he's actually learned to play concertina as well. In the recent months, he can play two songs, the new California Polka and also the Isabella Waltz. And so we have no shortage of music in the household. As I sit here and look at my living room, is quite littered with, I don't know, I got half a dozen concertinas and clarinets and trumpets and harmonicas and drums are upstairs, you name it. So lots of fun here on the farm with the crops and the pigs and the family and the music.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, Lisa, and mentioning all of that, it's an exciting time in your life with the kids. There's so much in front of you, such a bright future. I had an older gentleman call me about a week ago, and he's a retired bus driver. Of course, he's on a farm. He's a sort of retired farmer. I would guess he's late 70s, and he asked me, he said, you know, I've always liked the concertina. Is it too late for me to learn that? And I said, heavens no. If you're still taking in oxygen and you're still taking nourishment, I think you can still learn to play the concertina. How would you answer that question?
I would say absolutely. You're never too old or too young to start with music. And what a lifelong skill. You know, whether it's something you pick up as a kid like Adrian here at 6 years old or You know, like Nate, he didn't start until he was 19, with not a whole lot of background in polka music at all. And so that's kind of a neat story. And yes, you do get older individuals that come and say, you know, I retired from farming. I got more time on my hands, or whatever their career was. But, you know, not, I've always wanted to do this, and I'm finally going to sit down and study this thing and figure it out. And that's just wonderful. That's the beauty of music. You're never too old. You're never too young. It's truly a hobby for all ages.
And especially the concertina. It's something that you can play by yourself, and you hear the melody. And if nothing else, you can entertain yourself. But oftentimes there's a family, a wife or a spouse or the husband, whichever way it is, that you can entertain, that they don't mind, you know. And as you get better, it's easier to listen to all the time. And I myself personally feel that it's just like good therapy for you to sit down and pick up that instrument and play for a half hour every day or whatever time allows. Don't you agree?
I would most certainly agree. We do quite a bit of that here in this house. Our morning routine generally is the kids wake up and come downstairs and have a little music time while I make breakfast, and then everybody eats, we get ready for the day, and out the door we all go to school or the barn or whatever. But our day definitely starts with music, and what a positive and uplifting way to set the tone for the day. I mean, it really is just wonderful.
Well, that is awesome. Lisa, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Sounds great.
All right, so greetings to one and all from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. With all the tomatoes now ripening this time of the year, it's BLT time. Have you had a chance to try some bacon from the St. Joe Meat Market lately? It is really good. And now, there are many flavors to choose from. Besides our regular smoked bacon, there are packages of flavored bacon, sliced and vacuum packaged, all ready to grab and go. There is extra maple, raspberry chipotle, peppered jalapeno, applewood, cherrywood, cottage bacon, turkey bacon. You'll want to try them all. Cooking and hosting this weekend at the Brat Sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market is the St. Joe Parish Knights of Columbus. Come out and enjoy a burger and fries and or a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. The brat of the week this week is our smoked Austrian brats, one of the brats seen on many of the Oktoberfests, which will be coming up soon. Many other in-store specials await you when you come into the St. Joe Meat Market. So like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913 for more information. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. Lisa, for being our guest on the show, and you know how this works. We're going to send off a nice package to you. Hope that you and of course, Nate and the family around you all enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That sounds very wonderful. We're excited. We love our package and the last mail package. So that's great. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Well, Lisa, you sent up this nice CD. It's called Memory Lane and the Nate Frederickson Band. And tell us a little bit about the recording. How did it all go?
Sure. Well, I think first and foremost, I would say out of our first recording as a band, we had so much fun, just fun putting it together. You know, it's a lot of work. But as we sit down, we were actually fortunate enough to be able to do our recordings right at home here in our garage, and it's just great. We have a friend that does the sound work for us. He comes up for the weekend. He's so easy to work with, so familial. You know, everybody is comfortable, and it's really low stress. You know, we can just work at it at our own pace in the dead of winter when there's not a lot else going on. So we had so much fun with the first one, and we've had success, so much success selling and so much positive feedback that we thought, you know, we're all here, we're all healthy and able. Why don't we get another one out the door while we all can? And we started that in February and laid the tracks down. And then I think we mixed maybe in July. You know, it's kind of nice to take a break and let your mind rest and then come back to the project with a fresh perspective and fresh energy. And so we went down and mixed it in July with our friend there in La Crescent, and then I did a little work on the production end of things with some photography, and we put it all together, wrapped it up, and I had it ready to sell just on Labor Day weekend here. So we've come off of a very busy Labor Day, a very successful Labor Day weekend with three local jobs right around the New Ulm area here. New Ulm, we played in LaSalle and Godal, which would only be just a couple miles from our house here on the south side of Lake Hanska. And so we've had great success selling this album so far. We've just released, and we're really excited for all of your listeners to explore the new album, and hopefully they can find a piece that they enjoy on there.
Okay. And again, mention the members on this recording, you know, starting out, of course, with Nate, your husband, and yourself, and then the rest of them?
Yes, and I should mention Gary Schrader of New Ulm, a very close friend of ours, joins us when he can, and we especially appreciate his presence on our album and his input with the mixing and stuff. If you anything at all related to polka music, you've seen Gary on stage with many different bands. Such a talented musician. So he's on there as well doing some of the electric bass work and also banjo. That's something new we added to this recording. And we just love the way that fits in. So we thank Gary Schrader for that as well. And he does join us on some performances when his schedule allows. And we're always grateful to have that extra little zip in there. So
you bet. You bet.
Yeah.
Okay. And Frank Selnemer, the tuba player, I've never talked to Frank at all. Who is Frank? Who did he play for before, or is he an older gentleman or a younger person?
Sure. Oh, Frank Selner. You got to love Frank Selner. Once you talk to him, Si, you'll never forget him. He is the humor of our band on all levels. I mean, you get in a vehicle and you drive with Frank to Ottertail like we did just this last Friday, 2 days ago, and you can't stop laughing from sunup to sundown. He's a wonderful presence on any band. His dad, Leonard Selner, played with the Jolly Germans back in the day, and many, many bands. Frank himself, I believe, started with the Wendingers when he was just a young guy. He's been on stage for, I want to say, something like 63 years.
Oh, my.
He started very young and had a strong family roots in music as well. The local Selner band around here is all his relation, and that would be my relation through my grandpa, Molden. His mom was a Selner, and so that's kind of a neat relation. And Frank has so much enthusiasm, so much knowledge, just a wonderful person to have on the band, for sure. If you've never talked to Frank, make sure when you're down here next, you seek him out and enjoy his presence.
Well, I'm going to do that, and I'll probably talk to you off the air in just a few moments, and I'll grab his phone number from you if I can. The other one I want to make mention of is Chris Langan, and I've seen Chris's name surface on many CDs as well.
Absolutely, yep. Chris's family and my family go way back. It's actually kind of three generations of friends. His parents, Tom and Nancy Langan, and my parents, Fred and Luann Molden, were friends in their younger years when they were tearing up down that area. The Phil Liebel band would have been Chris's family's roots in music in a lot of ways. And then he and I became friends, and now his kids and our kids are the same age, so we have a lot of fun. And he does our sound production. He was our sound engineer as well, and so it's very nice to have him both on the working end and the performance end of things. But he frequents Brian Briggins' band, Mississippi Valley Dutchman. He's done Gary's Ridgeland. He's played with so many bands throughout the years. He plays the banjo. He does some bass work. He does piano. A great addition to any band, for sure.
You bet. You bet. And 24 songs on the CD, that's no small feat to get 24 songs prepared and cut and approved, and you did it, huh?
Yes, you know, we like to, when we sit down to do something, we want to do it well, and we put a lot of pieces on there that were actually requests of some family members, some band members, and so, like I said, I hope somebody finds something they like on there. We did take a lot of requests and get them down on track for everyone's listening pleasure.
And it's a CD that I feel, after listening to it, has such nice variety, and that's important in this day and age. You do some really beautiful work on the country music, those selections there. The one I'm particular, No One Will Ever Know, that's the first one that I heard you do since the last recording, and I thought, boy, that is really good.
Well, thank you so much. We try to expand our repertoire every year and play something different. Variety is the spice of life, right?
It is.
As much as as much as listeners like to hear different songs and different bands, we as musicians on stage enjoy playing different songs. You know, you got 3 gigs in a weekend. It's nice to not repeat a whole lot of material. So we kind of go out of our way to make sure we're finding, drawing from all different sorts of sources. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. And the picture on, you got to talk just a bit about that. So the back cover, you got Nate sitting there in a vehicle with the door open, and there's a concertina in the grass there. And I think it says the dude, Helget, probably. So that must, is that Leon's concertina?
Yep, that is one of Leon's concertinas there, yes. My cousins are very gracious and let Nate play those boxes. They're sentimental to him and some of his favorite to play. And so we're so very blessed to have a great working relationship with Leon's kids, Lloyd and Lila. And the classic car is our favorite. That's a 73 Fleetwood Cadillac. Nate enjoys classic machines and restoring things and out for a cruise on a beautiful day like today type of deal.
Sure.
And one more quick note about that picture is if you look really close, Nate's wearing a special pair of boots in there.
I seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, they would be a replica of Johnny Helget's boots. That was kind of a neat story. I don't know if I talk off the air here, but I'll go fast. We took Johnny Helget's boots down to Texas to have a replica made, handmade. And earlier this year, and while we were down there, the bootmakers had an emergency come up and couldn't meet us that day. And our schedule didn't allow for us to circle back with him. And wouldn't you know it, all the way across the country, you know, our schedule were messed up, but we just kept on going. And we get to this little town of Bandera, Texas. Look it up sometime. It's a dot on the map like every other. And we get into this tiny general store, and they sell reproduction boots and used boots, and 500 pairs is what they had on their sign. And we're looking through boots and thinking, gosh, a lot of these are beat up, and who's buying these? What's the market like for these? And my husband, Nate, is a tall man. He wears a size 13 boot. There's not many boots in his section ever. And wouldn't you know it, I reached under that shelf and found a pristine pair of exact replica of Johnny Helget's boots in that little store. The same morning that the bootmakers had canceled on us. And so that's the neat story of Johnny Helget guiding us, I think, from above.
Talk about divine intervention, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, just a great story. Johnny Helget was a dear friend of Nate's and my mom's first cousin, and we love him and miss him dearly, but we carry his legacy as well with us when we play.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, time has about run out. We want to reserve time to play some of the music off of your brand new CD. We want to take this opportunity once again to thank you for joining us, as you have in the past. And like I've told you before, good Lord willing, that you and I are here down the road sometime, we'll do this thing again.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Ty. I very much appreciate it.
All right. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment, so just stay right there.
Will do.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
And there she goes, Lisa Molden. Yes, our 433rd guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Nate Frederickson Band in just a moment. So stay right there. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 433rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Takes us to 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is at 68 degrees. And boy, what a delightful guest. Lisa Molden, wife of Nate Frederickson. And yeah, if you get a chance to get out and see the Nate Frederickson band, you won't be disappointed. They are an exciting young group on the scene doing some great polka music, polka work. And you'll enjoy yourself if you get to one of their dances. So right now we're going to feature music of the Nate Frederickson band. And going to start out with an old standard one. It's one called the Schmaltz Polka, the Nate Frederickson Band. Nate Frederickson Band, a nice recording there of the Schmaltz Polka. Music continues right now with the Nate Frederickson Band. It's a standard, nice, old-time waltz, Maybe She's Lonesome. Thank you. The Nate Frederickson Band, one called Maybe She's Lonesome Waltz. 20 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 67 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yes, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie B at Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, Jeannie B's Tours, and just a delightful touring group and fun to travel with. Yes, indeed. Speaking from experience, we went to the Ark Encounter with Jeannie B's Tours earlier this summer, had a wonderful time, went to Medora last year. That was an awesome tour. And so Jeannie says, here's some more fun info for you, Si. Jeannie B's Tours has fall fun day tours planned for anyone ready for an autumn outing. If it's the beauty of fall colors, you may want to board the scenic narrated boat cruise tour on the St. Croix at Taylor Falls. This tour is coming up on October 6th, and it includes transportation, guide, a boat cruise, lunch, an orchard, and a mystery stop. That's October 6th, a great daycation. The hilarious Church Basement Ladies are at it again with their new ninth show, See Plowing Through, at the Ames Center in Burnsville, Minnesota. It's on October 19th and also November 22nd. You can enjoy a delicious lunch and laugh with the Jeannie B's group either tour date. It's not too early to reserve your seats for the holiday shows. Seats are still available for A Nashville Christmas to Remember and Music Mountains and Mistletoe in Branson. Again, call Jeannie B's Tours today, 320-345-1581 for details and reservation. Remember, seeing is believing. And that is Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang. Yes, Art and Estelle and the whole gang over there at Jeannie B's Tours. And they have that new office open in Freeport there, just across the main street there, right across from the credit union. So check them out over there, and you can find out all the information you want about any or all of the tours. And there's all sorts of things to look at, and some nice, neat gift floral arrangements and things to buy. Again, that's all in Freeport, Jeannie B's new office over there. Check it out. Jeannie B's Tours, and she proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with the Nate Frederickson Band, and here's one called, it's a nice two-step number, one called Sentimental Old You, featuring Lisa on the vocal. Thank you. Nice number there by the Nate Frederickson Band off of their brand new CD, Memory Lane, featuring his wife Lisa on the vocal, one called Sentimental Old You. We're at 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 68, our current temperature here in Albany. Put Nate back to work on the concertina. It's one called I Love to Dance Polka. Nate Frederickson Band, one called I Love to Dance Polka. A nice concertina work there by Mr. Nate Frederickson. 29 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 68 degrees in the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. Always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. And boy, if you've been on the fence at all about buying a new lawnmower, you really need to head out to Kevin's. Boy, it is the place to go. Check out the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers at Kevin sells at Kevin's Countryside, and the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower. Helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with new models in stock, on hand, in his bright new showroom there all the time. So, yeah, it's the old milking parlor that Kevin remodeled, did a beautiful job on it, remodeled it himself, and yeah, he's got all those different models sitting in there. Nice overhead door. So if you get your eye on one that you think you want to try out, he'll pop that door open, let you wheel out around the yard, and he's got a nice big yard there. You can mow the whole thing if you want. Try those Hustlers out right there. And, of course, Kevin took on the Eagle Power battery-powered line of equipment as well. So also has that on display in his showroom there. So you can check out the different attachments that go with that Eagle brand power line of equipment. So there's chainsaws, there's a self-propelled lawnmower, there's a backpack blower, there's a handheld blower, there's a pole saw, a pole chainsaw. There's all sorts of attachments, all a little edger that goes with it. Works really good. We needed to bury a cable, our cable for the cable TV. and I took a chalk line and I took a can of spray paint and painted a line, and then took the line out of the way, and I just followed that that painted line there, and that edger just did a wonderful job. Cut down about 2 inches into the ground, and we just made a furrow, laid the wire in there, by hand covered it up again. Grass grew over the top. You'd never know that that cable is under there anymore. So just some of the stuff you can do with that Eagle battery-powered line of equipment. And Kevin has them out there at Kevin's Countryside. And, of course, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. So he started out working on the John Deere's many years ago. And, yeah, he can fix pretty much anything that you bring to him with an engine on it. If it needs overhaul work or engine work, he can do that. He can sharpen the blades. He can change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. So, and of course, Kevin does accept trades. So if you've got one there that you think might be getting a little tired, let Kevin check it out for you. And he'll either fix it up for you or make a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, I just enjoy going there. I know you will too. And of course, I always encourage people to call first. Kevin's kind of like a one-man band there. He works on and sells those Hustlers, but he still puts in the family farm too yet. And so this time of the year, it's getting towards harvest time. So you want to make sure that Kevin's going to be there. And he wants to make sure that he's there when you get there. So give him a call first, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside proudly bringing us the second portion, final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Nate Frederickson Band. And here's one they call the Vienna Dudes March, the Nate Frederickson Band. The Nate Frederickson Band, one called the Vienna Dudes March. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Music continues right now with the Nate Frederickson Band. Here's another nice country tune, one called Whiskey, If You Were a Woman, featuring Lisa. The Nate Frederickson Band featuring Lisa Molden there on the vocal, one called Whiskey, If You Were a Woman. Great country tune there from the Nate Frederickson Band, just demonstrating some of the nice variety that they are able to perform when they play for your event. Right now we're going to feature their six-year-old son, Adrian, as he sings the Red Raven Polka, the Nate Frederickson Band. Nate Frederickson Band, yes, featuring their son Adrian on the vocal. Adrian Frederickson, 6 years old, and he sang the Red Raven Polka there. Nice. Time for just a couple more selections. Right now, it's one called the West Wind Polka. And again, Nate dedicating that to his good friend, Johnny Helgett. You bet. One called the West Wind Polka. Oh, and I don't like that one. My CD player doesn't like a song. So, at any rate, we'll have to close out the show with another selection right now. And I have to choose one. So, let's do one called the Happy Hour Waltz. I think I have that one. There it is. Yes. So we can play that one for you, and we'll get the rest of the CD loaded in the system, and then we won't have to worry about the CD player not liking the CD. Here we go with one called the Happy Hour Waltz. The Nate Frederickson Band with the Happy Hour Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.